Hey, everybody! It's that time on a Wednesday! That's right! We made it to Wednesday! My God, this week is flying, Christine, as they
No.
all do. I love this day. You guys know I love this day. It's a Kickstart Wednesday. Hopefully, you haven't missed it. Live, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time over at 12radio.com. If you did miss it, I promise I'll be on those archives as fast as I can. You can catch it over at Crescendo, or you can certainly catch it at 12radio.com. The archives, the encore, you guys, the choices are endless. And that's my hot minute for today as we continue to talk about the awe in your life. The Kickstart, this theme, everything that's moving and shaking is very much right on time for me, and I hope it's meeting you right where you are. The choices we get to make, Christine has talked about it this week, and I want to focus on your choice to see the awe in your life because here's the critical part. If there's real science and there's real data backing up what goes on in our lives, the energy of our lives, the energy of our body, it's all one. I know we want to separate it out, right? There's that out there, and there's me right here, and you're over there. You guys, there's no separation. It's a great time to be thinking about the events that go on, the energy that you feel, the tingle, right? The heaviness, the excitement, maybe the dread, these different feelings of energy and the awe that sits right next to it. That is all data. That's all information. That's all an acknowledgement of you and your feeling center and the movement that's going on in your life. What is it saying to you? What is this awesome moment, no matter how it's being served up, saying to you? Is it saying you're on track? Maybe you need to take a left or a right. What is the energy that's cooking through your system saying about what you need to do? Are you in fear? Do you need to flee? Is there a saber-toothed tiger on your rear end? I doubt it, but it may feel that way. This is all the information that you need to make the next choice, the choices in your life. It's awesome, and I don't want you to miss a thing. And with that, I want to send you over to the Ponder This article from under Word from Kai Greenway this week. She talks about the data and awesome insights that sits behind this movement. And it's really, really helpful. It's not long. It's enough to get you started. Little snack-sized bit of what I'm talking about here, and we'll be talking more about it. Don't miss it over at the Kickstart. Christine, I know, a little hodgepodge, a little bit of everything thrown into this hot minute this week.
Oh, good morning, everyone. And I will just say it again. Deb and I don't plan what we're going to say in our hot minutes. And most of the time I'm just shaking my head, but I'm not shaking my head because we are that deeply connected into our thoughts and and how we communicate with one another is oftentimes just telepathic. My hot minute for you today is very simple, and it goes right in line with what Deb is sharing with you. The fastest way to anyone's freedom is through your feeling center. It's to actually feel your feelings. The fastest way to your freedom, to your get out of jail free card, is for you to not only feel your feelings, but dialogue with this incredible engine of emotional intelligence. Simple. I want to leave it there. This Deb and I work together with clients to open up this channel to emotional intelligence, which is the basic premise, which is feel your feelings. Don't be afraid to dialogue with your feelings, to acknowledge them. You know, how many elephants are sitting in your house going, pay attention to me, pay attention to me, you know, trumpeting their trumpets. The moment you flip around and you start to have this journey of feeling your feelings is the moment of great awakening and wisdom. And then there's the building towards the intellectual and intelligent mind. And that takes time. But today, allow yourself to feel your feelings. Follow your instincts. Follow your gut. See what happens. Is it a duck that quacks? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it neither? Just give it a shot and see what happens. And that's my hot minute, Deb.
And that's another hot minute.